This is the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm your host, Master Coach, and Emotional Resiliency Expert, Lisa Carpenter. I'm here to be your guide through real, raw conversations, navigating life as a high achiever. This show covers what it takes to create physical and emotional well-being, along with how to honor and partner with your body. I'm here to guide you to a connected relationship with yourself, turning self-care into a way of being and not just another task on your to-do list. After all, the things we love, we take care of. This podcast gives you permission to love what you do, but love yourself more. Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. Welcome to episode 18 of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I am your host, Lisa Carpenter, Master Coach and Emotional Resiliency Expert, and I'm here to guide you through those honest conversations about what it takes to navigate life as a high achiever without the frustration, overwhelm, and anxiety. If you are feeling burnt out and it's impacting your self-image, your health, your relationships, and the vision that you have for your life, you are in the right place. Because here, as high-achieving, ambitious men and women, we learn how to stop surviving and we step into what it means to thrive. And I'm here to support you in those conversations. And today I'm going to be talking kind of off the cuff. And sometimes I, you know, have a little bit more preparation I put into these episodes. And today I've been thinking about this a lot. So yesterday was Mother's Day. So for all the mamas out there, happy Mother's Day. And truly, you know, if you're a woman, I think Mother's Day is really about supporting and celebrating all women, because I think we're all here to nurture and provide for the human race, so to speak, right? I think we all play a motherly role at some point, whether it's to a child, to a friend, to an elderly, you know, our parents. I think we can even flip into having to be a parent to our parents at some point in time. So I just want to acknowledge that I think Mother's Day goes far beyond those of us who have children. It also extends to those who've lost children. Anyhow, I digress. What I want to talk about today, first of all, is I want to thank you. I want to thank you for tuning in every week. I want to thank you for sharing. I want to thank you for landing in my DMs and my emails and sharing with me how this podcast is impacting you, and that you are nodding along and that it's going right into your heart. That is what I am here to do. I'm really here to help get you out of your heads and into your hearts. I want you to feel, because when I can get you to feel, those feelings are going to lead you back to your thoughts, and your thoughts are going to lead us to your beliefs. And when we can dismantle those beliefs, your entire life will transform. So thank you so much for all the feedback. Thank you for all of you who have left me a rating and review. I can't even begin to express how grateful I am for that. It helps other people find the podcast, and the podcast is growing. At episode 17, we officially surpassed over 3,000 downloads, which blows my mind. I am so, so grateful, because I've wanted nothing more than to find a way to get my workout into the world in a way that was deeply impactful, that felt very intentional, right? So if you're in the, you know, land of Facebook or Instagram, if you're running your own business, you know that social media, we don't actually own our content and we don't know who sees what. Whereas this podcast, if you've subscribed and you're tuning in, you've made the choice to be here. And that matters tremendously to me. It really matters that you take time out of your life and your busy schedule every week to tune in to what I have to say. I do not take that lightly. So I just wanted to thank you guys again. So today we're going to talk about martyrdom and giving and giving and giving and giving, because I think as women from a very early age, it's kind of hardwired into us that we're here to be the nurturers, we're here to be the givers, and learning how to adjust to tweak, soften those beliefs is really challenging for a lot of the women that I work with. And they don't understand that they're operating from this place of martyrdom, because for them, it's what we do as mothers. It's what we do as women. We just give and give and give. So I have a book that I read once that it was highly triggering to me. And I wanted to share it with you guys because it really encompasses everything that I see wrong with this belief we have about our value, our personal self-worth being attached to how much of ourselves, how much of our time, how much of our energy we can give away. Because when we're constantly giving everything away to everybody else, there's nothing left for us. So now we're trying to give from an empty cup, and we wonder why we get stuck in feelings of anger and resentment and frustration and fatigue and exhaustion. And it's a big component that you need to look at in your life, especially if you're dealing with those things, because if you're waiting for somebody else to make you feel better, that person isn't going to show up. This is your responsibility. But when we go from giving all the time to taking a look at how can I give to myself, well, then the feelings of guilt and selfishness and who are you to have an ego? Who are you to put yourself first? You're going to be one of those women. I'm proud to be one of those women. And I'm also proud that I walk my clients into being one of those women. In fact, I have a client who's been with me for a tremendous amount of time on and off through the years. And there was a time when she first reached out to me for coaching, and I'm going to see if I can get her on the podcast. When she had first reached out for coaching and we went back and forth, this was at the time when I was running my EAT nutritional program in a studio setting. And she's like, well, I need to go back and I need to ask my husband about this investment. And I said, that's really curious that you need to ask permission from your husband if you're allowed to invest in yourself to take care of yourself. So are you looking for somebody else to say that you are worthy of taking care of yourself? Or is this a decision that you're going to powerfully step into for you? Because this is the difference between the conversation with the husband around, you know, can I do this thing, and handing your worthiness over to them versus this is something that I want for myself. And this is a conversation that I recently had with another listener of the podcast. So this is a common conversation is what I'm trying to get to, is that we're constantly, I see this often, where we hand over the responsibility of taking care of ourselves to somebody else, and then our needs don't get met, and then we're back in that place of resentment, frustration, anger, exhaustion, et cetera, et cetera. So the book that I'm talking about is called, and if you're a mom, you maybe have read this, it's called The Giving Tree. And at first, it seems like a really lovely story between this beautiful tree and this little boy. And the little boy every day comes and needs something from the tree, whether it's to sit in the branches, and I've got the book open in front of me, or, you know, play pretend, or climbing, or eating her apples. And the tree would just give and give and give. And then the boy showed up one day as he grew older and, you know, I need wood for a house. So the tree's like, cut me down, take my wood. So the boy cut the tree down and took the wood. And then the boy wanted, you know, something else. I need a boat. Good. Take my boat, sail away, go be happy. Until the point where the tree was left as a stump. There was just a trunk left. And the words in the book are, the tree was happy. But not really, right? The tree had given everything to the boy, but then was not happy. And when the boy came back, the tree said, I have nothing left to give you. My apples are gone. And the boy says, my teeth are too weak for apples. My branches are gone, said the tree. You cannot swing on them. And the boy says, I'm too old to swing on your branches. My trunk is gone, said the tree. You cannot climb. The boy said, I'm too tired to climb anyways. I'm sorry, sighed the tree. I wish I could give you something, but I have nothing left. I'm just an old stump and I'm sorry. So in the end of the story, the old man, the boy who'd grown into an old man, simply sits on the stump, right? And then the stump is happy. And I read that and I was just so sad because it so defines how we go through life as women, right? We give it all until we're a stump and we're still taking that. Oh, now you're just going to sit on my stump and that's good enough. Now I'm happy because I've still found a way to give to you. Yet that tree lost her branches. She lost her apple. She lost her, you know, she lost every part about her that made her amazing. And I want you to really check in with yourself. How much of yourself are you giving away? And this podcast episode isn't about saying don't give, don't be generous. But like they say in the airplanes, you know, when you put if the plane goes down, you've got to put the oxygen mask on yourself first, because if you pass out, you certainly can't help your family. So are you putting your oxygen mask on first? So when you think you're being selfish, taking care of yourself, that's actually you being selfless, because the more you can take care of yourself, the more rested you are, the more refreshed you are, the more you have to show up for your family, for your business, for your colleagues, for your friends, for your clients. So I want to share with you a lady in the group that I'm part of, the group as a coach. This is for Jim Fortin. I've referred to him in previous episodes. And this lady's name is Kirsten. Hopefully I'm saying it correctly. And she's given me permission to share what she posted because I thought it was so powerful that more of you needed to hear this, because I know that her aha moment, you're going to listen to this and have your own aha moment. And that's what this work is about. It's not about me sitting up on a pedestal and saying I know it all, because I do not. I am still learning. And let me tell you, I've got so much to share with you guys in future episodes about some of the vulnerable things that I've had to navigate lately. So I wanted to read this to you. So she said, "Hi guys, I had a pretty epic aha about motherhood and self-care over the weekend, and I wanted to share it with you." She listened to the podcast episode, my podcast episode, "How to Stop Yelling at Your Kids and Be a Great Mom," which is episode number 15. And she started to think about how she showed up as a mom. So these are her words. "I realized a while ago that I come from several generations of completely self-sacrificing mothers, and I always thought this was how you show love to your family. You give all your love to them and don't keep any for yourself. Adopting this form of parenting, which she's now realized was her choice, has led me to carry a decent amount of resentment. For me, this resentment generally simmers over a long period of time and eventually boils over. The most recent boiling over was last weekend. The next day, my husband and I were talking about it, and I asked him if he hated me," right? Because they had this argument, and he said no, paused a while, and then said this to her, "I might, though, if you don't start loving yourself and doing the things you need to do to take care of yourself." She goes on to say, "It was like the earth shattered. Even though I knew I should," air quotes, "do things for myself, deep down I felt like that would be selfish. But what my husband was saying was that this self-sacrifice I've been clinging to so tightly wasn't even wanted. Not wanted, not helpful." Right? Her family did not appreciate the fact that she wasn't taking care of herself. They saw it. Holy shit. But it makes sense, right? The act of giving all your love away to others is not rooted in love. It's rooted in lack. I'm going to read that sentence again. The act of giving all your love away to others is not rooted in love. It's rooted in lack. Like there's simply not enough love to go around. The truth is, love is abundant and unlimited. It was such a huge realization for her that she couldn't help but share it. And I couldn't help but go to her and say, please let me share this on the podcast, because I know this is going to help so many women. Right? She was literally being a martyr in her life because that had been modeled to her. This is how we show love. This is how we show our family that we care about them. This comes through in things like worry, right? People are attached to worrying about the people they love because they have a belief that the more you worry about somebody, the more it shows that you love them. But it really just robs you of your own peace of mind. It robs you from actually being able to enjoy the people in your life you love. And her sentence there about giving your love away to others is not rooted in love, it's rooted in lack. When I split up from my first husband, who's an amazing, amazing man, you know, we had two amazing sons together, which, you know, you're going to hear more about on this podcast. It was really hard for them. It was really hard for them as well when the new man came into my life because they found they really loved him. They really loved him and they felt guilty. They felt guilty that they were loving him and loving their dad. And I took them to a therapist because I wanted them to have space to talk about their stuff, not with me. Parents, I hate to tell you this, but you cannot be everything to your kids. They are never going to fully admit all their stuff to you because they know you love them and they know you have a vested interest in them. Okay. So it's really important to empower your kids at an early age to learn how to reach out and talk to other people about things that they might be struggling with. That is one of the biggest gifts you can give them because as adults, then they've already learned how to ask for help when they're in the weeds emotionally. And that's powerful, right? Because so many of us have judgments around, I should be able to figure this out, especially as high achievers. But what she said to them was so profound to me, and I've never forgotten it, and I want to share it with you. She said to my boys, if love was like a piece of pie, or if love was like a pie, you know, pretty soon you'd give a piece to your mom and a piece to your dad and a piece to your grandparents and a piece to your friends and a piece to your brothers. Pretty soon there would be no more pie to go around. Okay, so this is what happens when we operate from this place of giving all of ourself away. We're operating from this pie, but we're not giving ourselves a piece of the pie. So pretty soon there's no pie and we're sitting there hungry. She said, love is like a chocolate fountain. It keeps flowing. There's no end. There's room for everybody to dip their marshmallows in. I have no idea why I'm using so many decadent food analogies today, considering I live from this place of really good health. So I'm kind of laughing at myself here. But love is like a chocolate fountain. It just keeps flowing. It's never ending. So I want to remind all of you listening that there is enough for you to dip yourself into the chocolate fountain too. And when you do that, you will keep it flowing. But if you're constantly trying to give yourself away like pieces of the pie, you are going to end up exhausted with nothing left to give and feeling like the tree stump in the book. And I don't want you to be a tree stump because I know if you're listening to this podcast, you got things to do. You're here to make an impact in this world. You're here because you care. And we can't do amazing work in the world if we are exhausted. We cannot show up as our best selves if we are not rested. We cannot have the impact and the sustainability we want in our businesses if we are not making sure that we are taking care of ourselves, both physically and emotionally. You cannot be an afterthought in your life. You have to be a priority. And if that makes you uncomfortable, great. Guess what? You're not going to die from discomfort. And the more that you can get used to being in discomfort, knowing it's not going to kill you, and when you are uncomfortable, you are growing, the more you are going to evolve, right? It's springtime right now. Flowers are starting to burst forth. I can't imagine a seed pod opening up and then that little, you know, little sprout heading towards the surface. That can't be comfortable. That's destruction. Things need to be destroyed in order to give birth to new things. So if you're staying in this comfortable place of giving, 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 and being comfortable with your resentment and your frustration and your exhaustion, how much longer are you going to choose that? Because I guarantee you, if you can step powerfully into, I'm uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable to say no. It makes me feel guilty to put myself first. But you know what? I'm going to deal with feeling guilty because on the other side, I'm going to feel better and I'm going to have more to give. Lean in. You're not going to die from the discomfort, right? Like let's keep this real here. You have one life to live. How many more times are you going to throw yourself under the bus? How many more times are you going to live from this place of martyrdom? Right? We need to stop perpetuating this, ladies. We can love and take care of other people and There's more than enough time for us to take care of ourselves. And if you feel like there isn't, you need to take an inventory and you need to start looking at what you need to say no to. Because if you are not at the top of your list, you will never thrive. And if you don't thrive, you are not going to live a fulfilling, happy, joyful life, right? That's a choice. As always, it comes back to you. So thank you again, Kirsten, for sharing that powerful takeaway. Thank you for all of you for listening. I hope that this episode is powerful because, again, just like I'm just downloading this from the universe. I'm just talking unedited, but it's what needed to come through this week. So have an amazing week. Thank you for hanging out with me. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for your reviews and the love and the feedback. I appreciate you so much. Now, I want to also share, I have opened up a new way to work with me. And I just stepped into this last week because I want to be able to impact more of you. And I understand that not everybody can step into a bigger coaching container with me. And that's okay. But I'm available now to do single coaching sessions while I have the availability on my calendar. So if that is something that you are interested in, if you are ready to make that investment into, you know, between 60 to 90 minutes to transform your life, make sure you reach out. I will post a link in the comments for you to apply for that. And we'll just take it from there. And I'm also going to be opening up registration for my wait list for these mini masterclasses. So I will post that link also in the show notes if you're interested in doing these group mini masterclass sessions with me. And we're going to dive into things like perfectionism and receiving and giving and control and all the things that we as high achievers struggle with, right? So go out and be your ambitious self. Go out and change the world, but make sure you're taking care of yourself first, because that's the only way you're really going to create the impact that you want to have in this world. So until next week, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you and have a fantastic, fantastic week. Put yourself first. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt that total soul-wrenching certainty that something in your life needed to change? Listen up, you can be incredibly successful and yet not see yourself as successful. In fact, for many of my clients, it takes me pointing out that they are high achievers for them to even see this for themselves. Most of my clients have never taken the time to pause and acknowledge their accomplishments because they're too busy focusing on the next thing they want to get after. I often joke that they set a bar for themselves, but as soon as they get close to reaching it, they simply raise the bar. It's the never-ending cycle that perpetuates the story that they're not there yet. More often than not, they genuinely believe they haven't done enough. You probably love setting and accomplishing goals, have no problem getting things done, know what it means to embrace the hustle, and working your ass off might be your status quo. What the women who are part of my community come to realize is that no amount of doing is going to give you the feeling of fulfillment you're looking for. What makes this realization more painful is feeling the impact your choices are having on your physical and emotional well-being. The deep gut level knowing that you need to make a change in your life has nothing to do with how much you've accomplished on paper or how successful you appear to someone looking at you from the outside. You might feel burnt out because you struggle with boundaries that support you feeling good. Maybe you have a gorgeous, healthy family, but don't feel like you're really connected to your kids. Maybe you're slowly starting to realize that you're overly dependent on that glass of wine to unwind, catch yourself mindlessly eating, or worse yet, forgetting to eat. Coffee has become a staple, and hours can disappear as you scroll social media mindlessly.
You're probably burning the candle at both ends because when everyone else goes to bed, you stay up late just to have you time. Basically, you're starting to realize you're numbing your way through life and that you are the last thing on your list of priorities. No matter what you've accomplished, there's something deep down in your soul that is screaming out for more. And you won't be satisfied until you can figure out what that is. If you're listening to this podcast, I can guess you've already taken the first steps in recognizing the transformation you're seeking isn't going to be found in doing more, but in discovering why you're so addicted to your doing in the first place. You're probably also realizing that if you don't start to make caring for your emotional and physical well-being a priority, things are only going to get worse. Lasting transformation doesn't happen overnight, and it often doesn't happen without support. They're called blind windows for a reason. I've made it my personal mission in life to support women trying to create extraordinary lives of their own choosing. That's why, in addition to this podcast, I send out powerful emails to help you navigate life as an ambitious, driven, high-achieving woman so that you can make positive changes you need to thrive in your life. Join me for this journey towards what it looks like to love what you do, but love yourself more by signing up for my email list. You'll get first access to resources I've created to support you. Plus, I'll let you know about new podcast episodes, coaching opportunities, and more. Head over to lisacarpenter.ca/signup today and join my network of empowered, inspiring, ambitious women. This is your next step in choosing to make you a priority. Thank you so much for listening to the Full Frontal Living Podcast.